Zion, the Mishnah says that the Zman Shur Kohen Godol Nichnois Lishtachavois. If the Kohen Godol was the one that's coming in now to make a Shtachavor in the Hechel. So this goes on. After they finished the Avodas, the Korban HaTomid, all the Kohanim used to come in and bow down in the Hechel. If the Kohen Godol was there, he would bow down first, and after him the rest of the Kohanim would come and bow down. So it's not the Kohen Godol was there, so he used to go in first to bow down now in the Hechel after they finished the Avodas of the Korban HaTomid. So the Zman Shur Kohen Godol Nichnas Lishtachavos, he has three other Kohanim helping him along. Echad b'minor, one would hold him on his right hand. The Echad b'simola, one would hold him on his left hand. The Echad b'avonim tovus, and another Kohen from the back would like be holding the two Avnei Hashem that he has on his shoulders. Like Delta Kohen Godol, bow down. Now, the Chivon Sheshram HaMamuna Kir Raglov, when the Mamuna, the superintendent there, heard the voice of the noise of the Kohen Godol, was wearing his meal. It had the bells on the bottom, so when he heard the bells of the meal ringing, so Kohen Godol is Shu Yoitse, when he heard them like coming out, so then he picked up the proches like to make sure let him go out. So some agoris now, nichnas means now the Sagan went in, Bishtach when he bowed down, the Yos and he went out. And after he did it, then v'nichnasu echad akanim, then the rest of the kanim came in into the hechel. V'shtachva, they also bowed down, made a shtachva bowing down. V'yotza, they went out. This is where they finished, like the avodah of the korban atomit. Now Mishnah Beis, boyu v'yomdu amaylus ulam. Now they were like, after they went out from the ulam, they were still standing there on these 12 steps, going like on the from ulam, like going down. Now going down the steps. Izomdu harishonim l'dorum achim akanim. The first kohanim, these are the ones, and shazochah, the ones we mentioned before, that was zechah to go into the hechel. That was the five kohanim, the one that was medashin, mizbeach hapnimi, and the menorah, and the ones holding the machter for the machter for the k'teris, and the k'teris and his friend. These five kohanim. So these five, omdu harishonim l'dorum on the south side, achim akanim of the other kohanim. The chamisha kelim b'yodim, these five kohanim like had five kelim in the hands. Hateni b'yadechod, that was the one that cleaned out the mizbeach hapanim. That was the bigger basket. The hakuz b'yadechod, that was a smaller pitcher he used to clean out the menorah. The hamachta b'yadechod, one kohen was holding the machta, that was the shovel to carry the coals inside for the k'teris. The habosach b'yadechod, that was the smaller clear that held the k'teris in it. The kaf, that was the bigger one. The kisui on the cover of biyada echod, like the kohen that spread the k'teris on the coals, also had his friend with him. So that's how you have these five kohanim. Now what happened was now uborchu esom brochachas. They said one bracha. I mean, they said now brichas kohanim from the base of Migdash. They didn't stop here in Tzomein. So all three brachas was like one big bracha. So it's fitted like they made one big bracha the brichas kohanim. Elish be Medina, just outside the base of Migdash. Oimri Moisa shows brachas, it's considered like three brachas, because we stop and answer Amen in between. But Uva Migdash in the base of Migdash, only brachak was only one bracha, they did not answer Amen in between. Now, Ba Migdash, Hoye Oimri Mes Hashem Kichsovai. When the Kanim used to say Hashem's name in the Beit Brichas Kanim here, used to say it the way it's written, Hashem, used to pronounce it, the Aleph Vav, the Yud Kei used to pronounce. Uva Medina, but outside the base of Migdash, Bichinuyah, we pronounce the Widu Adoy, but the Aleph Dalet, we pronounce it. But Medina, in the base of Migdash, HaKanim Leisim as Kepeyim, Yedeyim, no, Medina means outside. Medina means outside the base of Migdash. HaKanim Leisim as Kepeyim, when the Kanim were Duchin, is Yedeyim Knegit Kisvaseyim. They would spread their hands out straight, like the same level as the shoulders, not above the shoulders. But of the Migdash, in the base of Migdash, Agabi Rishayim. When the Kanim used to Duchin in the base of Migdash, then they used to have their, they used to have their hands way up above the head. Chutz, excluding Mikoyen Godol from Mikoyen Godol, Sheinu Magviyas Yodov Lamala Min Atitz, he did not pick up his hands above the tits. He didn't pick it up higher than the tits. Rabbi Yehudu Weimer, Af Koyen Godol Magviyas Yodov Lamala Min Atitz, no, even the Koyen Godol also, B'Shaz Duchenin, he would also pick up his hands even Lamala on top of the tits. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayis Aaron Es Yodov, Aaron picked up his hands, Elom, Vayavarachim, Samashmi, even Aaron, even the Kohen Godol also picked up his hands. Mishnah Gimel, Bizman Shekohen Godol Roitzel Lahatir. If the Kohen Godol wanted to do the Keteris, or no, l'hakta means to burn the evorim of the tamid. And the locher is a kohen gadol. Anytime he wants to, he can come in and do the avoda. Let's say the kohen gadol wanted to burn the pieces of the meat for the korban tamid. So b'zman she kohen gadol right to l'haktir. He would go up the plank up to the mizbeach. He has a second charge next to him. He's going halfway up where he got a little bit tired. Is ochas haskan b'mino v'helehum. The scan, the second one, would help him, give him his hand, like help him push him up, up the mizbeach, up to the top of the mizbeach. Now, when the kohen gadol got to the top of the mizbeach, hoshit lo harishon, the first kohen of these 8-9 kohanim that were holding the korban tamid, to the first one that was holding the rosh, the head, and the regal, he would give it over to the kohen gadol. Hoshit lo harishon, a rosh for regal. The somach alein, the kohen gadol now would put his hands on top of it. Not for real mitzvah smicha, but mashmi was covered that the kohen gadol should put his hands on. Some mitzvah was covered like the zurakin, and then the kohen gadol would throw it onto the marocha. But then the piece of meat also was marocha. Hoishet hasheni l'rishin. Then the second kohen, with a hand, what he was holding, the front feet l'rishin to the first kohen, shtei haydan, the two front legs, and then that first kohen was nice for the kohen gadol. He would give it over to the kohen gadol. And again, the Samach Lein, the Kohen Gadol would put his hands on it, make a smicher on it, Uzrok, and then the Kohen would throw it onto the Marocha. Now, Nishmat Hashem, the second Kohen, got finished and left. Volachla, he left. The Kohen Mashik, that's why the rest of the Kohen did this. There's the first one, the first Kohen stood there, he stayed there the whole time. And the next Kohen came up and handed it to him, and he handed it over to the Kohen Gadol. So the kachloyim mashitin loy shar kol evam, all the rest of the pieces. Vusar mechaleim, and the kohen gadol would make a smicha, put his hand on top of all the pieces, and then vazakim, throw them atak on the marocha. Uvizman shiroitze hu saimich v'acherim zorka. The kohen gadol was too tired. He wanted to. He stood up and he would just make the smicha, just put his hands on top of the pieces of meat, and then another kohen would throw it onto the marocha, onto the fire. Bol loy lahakim es mizbeach. Now, when he wanted to go around the mizbeach, like when he got finished doing the avoda, so he wanted to come down now. So right now he was standing on the dorim of the mizbeach. That the keves was on the south side of the mizbeach. So what did he do though? Bolal haki, he had to go around the mizbeach. His mechinu maslo, how did he start? He always went around right all the way around. So he went mikar and dorim and mizrachis, first the southeast, then mizrachis swung to the south north, then the northeast, I mean, then Svenis Marovis, the northwest, then Marovis Rim is the west south. That's the way. Is now we're talking, now they're about to do the Nisach of the Yayin. If they finished burning the Evorim, so now the Kohen was going to go and make the Nisach HaYayin. So if the Kohen God was up there, he had to go around to get to this corner, the Marovis Rimis. That was the corner they poured the Nisach HaYayin. So he had to go around from right, because he had to walk all the way around the Mizbeach, until he finally got to the Marovis Dreimis, to the south-west side. There, Nostan Lo Yayin L'Nesach, there they gave the Kohen the wine to pour on the Mizbeach. Now, if the Kohen Gadol was there, so he was the one that poured it. So Haskan Oymed Al HaKeren, the Haskan was standing on the corner itself, next to the Kohen Gadol, Mishum Kvoy, that was given covered. The skan, the second in charge, has like a handkerchief, had a sudur or cloth in his hands, as if to wave it to the rest of the kohanim to tell them the kohen is about to, the kohen gadol is about to make the nisach hayayin now, because the shas he made the nisach hayayin, that's when all the levim started to say the shir. So the skan had a sudurim, had a handkerchief or a cloth in his hands. Ushnei kohanim oimdim al shulchan achalofim. Down right on the bottom near the mizbeach was two shulchanos there. One was the shulchan achlovim. They used to clean off the karbonos there. So you had two kahanim standing there on that shulchan achlovim. Ushtei chatzoytzras shokesa biyodim. There are two trumpets made out of silver in the hand. Toku, they would blow tkiyah. Viriyah, then a trua. For toku, they blow straight. Bo v'yom the weights of Benarza, then they came to stand next to this person called Benarza, and he had the symbols in his hand, another kli. Echad mimino, one on his right, echad on his left side. Shochol anafil, now the kohen was about to start to bend down to pour the yayin on the mizbeach, on the corner of that mizbeach. When he's about to pour, when he bent down already, then v'heinif hasgan b'sdorim, then the skan there waved his sudur, his cloth he had in his hand. and Vehikish Ben Arza Betzulzul. Ben Arza that was up there also watching started to bang them with his cymbals then. The Dibra Levim Bashir, when Afsan Levim then started to say the Shir all the time when the Kohen was pouring the wine on the Mizbeach. Hegil Leperik, I joined the Shir, there was three Prokim, three intervals like. So they came to one Perik, one stopping of saying the Shir, his Toku, the Megat Kia, Vishtach Vam, everybody bowed down. I'll call Perik a Perik on each Perik. Tkia, they made a Tkia, they blew. The Alkol Tkia, and every time they blew, Ishtach, they also bowed down. Hezel Seder HaTomid, this was the Seder, this was the end of the Korban HaTomid, by the Nisach HaYayim. This was the Seder HaTomid, La Avodah's Beis HaKem, the way they did in the Beis HaMikdash, Yirotza, and it should be, Sheyibona B'mehera, B'mehera, Sheyibona B'mehera, B'yameinu Amein. She was like, I can see the Beis HaMikdash soon. Now the Mishnah says, Hashir, what was the Shir? Shoyu Halavim Amim Bamigdish. What was the Shir Levim used to say by the Beis Hamikdash? But Yamarishan on the first day used to say Hio Imrim. La Hashem Oretzum Lo Yatev of Yeshivo. Like we say, our Shir Hayim. By Hashem, the second of Hio Imrim, they said, God La Hashem Mahulu Miyad Biyo Lakeinu HaKot Shoy. By Shlish Hio Imrim, Elokim Nitzol Viyadis Keel. Bekerav Elohim Yishpoit. Brevi Hio Imrim, Keel Nekomas Hashem, Keel Nekomas Hafiyah. Hanishu Yomrim, Haninu Lokim, Zainu, or Rilu Loka Yakov. Pashishi Yomrim, Ashemolo Gesh Lavesh. Pashabas Yomrim, Mizmo Shili Yamashabas. And we say that means to say, Mizmo Shir Los Lovo, it's a Mizmo Los Lovo, Layom Shakula Shabas and Nukla Kayulamim. Some of us from said the Gemara means to say that this Gemara holds that will be as the world will be for 6,000 years, and then the 7,000 will just be empty. Be only a Kodesh Baruch Hu alone. And then there'll be like a so it means that says you need Yom Shakula Shabbos Nukhah Elamim. Be that 7,000 year that the year will be, the world will be Kula Shabbos Nukhah Elamim.